With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I think it's a solid accomplishment, given the politics, given that it looks like they'll get it through the Senate. It's a remarkable accomplishment dealing with these Republicans in the Senate. In the House, I think it's going to sail through, let's hope. Joining us is somebody whose district is being targeted. Democrats think they're on a roll with the suburbs. But, you know, you got to beat somebody with somebody. And I don't know who that somebody is that would be able to beat Pat Meehan out in Delaware County. Congressman Meehan joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pat, welcome back. Merry Christmas, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. And I know you always have a big celebration this time of year, so I wish you the best with that again.
Well, thank you. We got to get you back there one year. I know you're busy with big tax cut votes and all the rest of it. Hey, but Pat, I give you a report here. You're probably hearing this, too. There is not widespread enthusiasm on this. I wouldn't say at this point widespread criticism. Putting that state and local and property to 10 grand has stilled it a little bit, but still, I think people are going to get hurt. When Paul Ryan was on, he said the median income in Pat Meehan's district is 136,000, family of four, and he predicted a $4,000 tax cut. Looking at it now, I don't quite see that. What do you see?
Well, there was a lot of work that went in these last couple of days in the negotiations, and part of that movement from 20% to 21% was targeted to reach further into tax relief for a broader spectrum of people. So, you know, the $73,000 level, they're going to get a good tax cut. That's $2,000 that's going to come back into their pocket. When you're making more and you're up at that $130,000, you may not get into the $4,000, but it's still going to be substantial tax relief for, you know, everyday hardworking Americans. And I think that's the point to drive home, Dom. But we were focused on delivering more in that particular category, and that was accomplished.
Well, what I like here, Pat, too, if my figures are accurate, for any number of listeners that are middle to middle class high, the 32% bracket now starts at 315. So as long as you're under 315, you're in the 24% bracket. That's a good deal.
Yeah, this is the other part. Now, I would have loved to have had the House version where we just had the four brackets.
Right.
But you're still going to see that people are going to very likely start right from the beginning at a lower bracket. So they're going to be paying taxes at a lower rate, and they're going to begin to accumulate the benefits of those lower rates right from the $24,000. The first $24,000 is going to be tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will work its way up through that, so you will get the benefit of lower rates, not just at your dollar, but from the first dollar on, you'll be realizing more savings, and frankly, more money coming back to you where you determine how you want to spend it.
Yeah, and I'm on board with that. And I believe Mnuchin yesterday, Pat, said we'll see this by February. He's done a good job of getting the IRS geared up, so these things won't take forever to go into play. What's your theory? Tell me, you're involved on some of the biggest committees about this notion, not just of new jobs and opening that up. That's going to happen with the money coming back. But that the wage stagnation or inequality, or call it what you will, that's going to ease, say, maybe over a couple of years.
I think that's a positive element of what we are talking about. And let's start first, Tom, where I think you teed that up perfectly. Let's talk about the status quo. Let's talk about where we've been for the last 8 to 10 years, stuck without any kind of real wage growth or real meaningful job growth. So the first and most important thing that we're going to be incenting is the reinvestment that will create jobs. But because we're already at a time in which the job market is unemployment's at a lower rate than we've seen in quite some time. That is going to increase the demand for skilled workers and workers at all levels, the likelihood being that we're going to see increases in real wages. So that if and there was a study that was released this week, I think out of Boston University, and the expect that the Republican tax plan is going to raise the gross domestic product between 3 and 5%. If that is accomplished, you're going to see real wages rise between 4 and 7%. So the average working person, not only will they be paying taxes at a lower rate, but they may see as much as $3,500 a year in increased wages that they're going to bring home. I mean, this is the kind of thing that's going to happen to real workers in our district, and that's what's being missed here, is the scare tactics, once again, like everything, have people not appreciating that they can personally benefit from this. And I think one group that will uniquely benefit are those who are also raising families. So if you have the children,
right,
in addition, you're going to see that $2,000 tax credit that's also going to have a real impact on the bottom line.
Now, you're running for office again, and I'm sure the opponent, though, and this is almost laughable, I'm sure too much of a gentleman. I think I would use the laugh tactic if I were debating whoever the final opponent is, Pat. They're going to say, but Pat Meehan added to the debt. $1.5 trillion seems to be the number they've settled on.
Well, I think two things are going to happen. First, nobody's projecting growth, and we know there's going to be growth.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can expand this economy, we're going to first and foremost start right away in terms of creating a broadened tax base that's going to impact that much more than I think we're currently being given credit for. Here's a second element that people aren't paying attention to, Dom, and it is what will be brought back into the United States in the form of economic activity that may bring almost, I've seen one estimate, about $150 billion more in economic activity back in the United States, because we've protected against the offshoring of a lot of these things like intellectual property. Look, the Googles of the world, who are creating the jobs of this time. The growth that we've seen are in things like information technology and services, but they could rack up all of the expenses here in the United States, write them off against their taxes here in the United States, but outsource, license their IP and their other kinds of intangible assets and send them to a third country like Ireland. That enables them to not only shield dollars that are going to be realized back here again at home, but they're going to say, hey, well, wait a second. Why am I investing in some place like Singapore? Let me bring it back here where I can put American workers to work, and I'm going to generate more activity back here at home. So I think we've taken big steps here that people aren't talking about to protect against the offshoring of jobs and to bring things back to reinvest in America. Close to $3 trillion is expected.
Well, I like what you
overseas.
Said there, Pat, because I pleaded ignorance on that. I'm glad you underlined that. I'm taking notes on that. That is something that people really would be upset about, and you guys know that. If suddenly we repatriated all that money and yet we still kept the system where they're offshoring jobs, so that's solid.
That's a way to protect against, you know, we call that base erosion protections, but those are put in place. And one of the places you most principally see it again has been the intellectual property.
All right, I want to talk with you about a different area, and I know it's not an area that you grandstand or do anything, but there is, we've seen with Conyers, now we hear Franken and people talking about coming back. And one of your opponents, Daylon Leach, on the Democrat side out in the 7th, Pat, has been told by the governor to resign given these allegations of inappropriate sexual harassment, things of that nature. What are your thoughts on that, at least in general?
Well, I'll let Daylon Leach talk with his family and make his decision about what he thinks is right with respect to him and his constituents.
All righty. Well, Pat, where's the website for all things Pat Meehan, where we can find you?
Well, we always have www.meehan.gov, which is our traditional website. And I encourage people to sign up on that, Dom, through our office, because we're able then to give them a lot of other information about things that are happening in Washington, and we can communicate directly. They can also send us emails and ask questions that we can be responsive to. So it's meehan.gov.
Very good stuff. Office. Well, Pat, big vote tomorrow. I think it'll go through. Let's keep our prayers for what happens in the Senate.
God, I think Hey, look, come on. We talked about this 6 months ago, and you were good. You were holding feet to the fire, and you were saying, but hey, what are you guys doing? Are you ever going to get this done? And I think we're on the
cusp. Oh, on the House side, you guys have done a very, very good job. I just worry about the Senate side.
I think they'll stay together.
All righty. Hey,
right,
Pat,
Tom.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for joining us.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.